This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hello, friends. We're going to talk to our friend Mark Cannizzaro, the New York Post NFL and golf columnist, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How you been?
Doing well.
We are. We're all fired up. It's a great weekend. We're looking forward to talking some golf with you. We're also going to ask you about your crazy New York quarterbacks. It's just there's so much to go over, for God's sake.
You mean Pittsburgh East?
Help us out. So who did you take in this tournament, and how did I foul up as badly as I did by taking Rory when I knew he'd never won it, and I knew he's had these meltdowns and two double bogeys in the last four holes? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm guilty as charged because I took Rory too. I really thought this was his time. And listen, we're a quarter of the way through, but I think the biggest concern for Rory is probably should be the fact that Scottie Scheffler's four under and got it off to a pretty sterling start. No disrespect whatsoever to Justin Rose, who obviously had a magical round of golf yesterday. I think you can make the argument that the lead to this tournament is closer to what Scottie shot yesterday, because Scottie's not going to go backwards. And I don't see Justin Rose, matching, another 65 this week. So, I mean, certainly not today, but not this week. So Rory's not out of it, but, I believe 18 out of the last 19 Masters winners have been within four shots, I believe, of lead after a round. So, I mean, listen, that's statistics, and it's a tough climb when you've got to overcome Scottie Scheffler, who is the most consistent and best player in the world.
If that was among the biggest disappointments on day one, what was among the biggest surprises? Was it Justin Rose on top?
I would say the Spanish U.S. amateur pissing in Race Creek was probably the most surprising yesterday thing to me. And then afterward, kind of doubling down on it and say he'd do it again because he had to go.
Oh my God, yeah. That's unbelievable! I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, it was very funny. Yes, this he's a 21-year-old kid. He wasn't really, I don't think, intentionally being disrespectful. I just think it was kind of a product of, with kind of the youth of America. Oblivious of. And then not only that, but afterwards he didn't even call it Race Creek. He said he really had to go, and he said, "Well, I just saw this river over here. I just figured I'd go." For all golf fans, that Race Creek is a pretty sacred ground, if you will, right? So, but that was very, very funny. But yeah, it was You know, I think where I was surprised, to be honest with you guys, a little bit was, you know, John Rahm not playing well. You know, he's kind of fallen off the radar, off the map a bit, you know, with his run at LIV. I believe he's 3 over, which is, you know, I mean, I don't see him overcoming a 10-shot deficit or even a 7-shot to Scotty. But, you know, it was, listen, it's a very, very fun, active, I mean, a leaderboard right now, without question. I mean, the fact that Scotty is there you know, the Rose element is very fascinating. This is the fifth time he's either had a share or the lead to himself after the first round at a Masters, which is unbelievable. And he's also led in 9 rounds in his career at Augusta. He's the only guy that led in that many rounds has never won it before. So that'll be interesting to watch how, you know, see how he rebounds, not rebounds, but how he see what he has for an encore today.
I'm curious, Mark. Jack Nicklaus, of all people, took a shot at Phil. Said that he hasn't been seen or heard from since he went to LIV or something along those lines. What was your reaction to that? Jack, usually one of the gentlemen out there.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised at that. You know, he was very dismissive. You know, his whole mode was, you know, I mean, I know where he was going, you know, because nobody watches LIV and all that stuff. I mean, even if it's on Fox, I mean, people don't even know where to find it half the time. But yeah, I was oddly dismissive on Jack's part there. And, you know, I thought a little sharp tongued, really, to be honest with you. I was a bit surprised when he said that.
So he said that, but Rory said nothing. And I know it's been a week long debate, if not longer, about how much golfers should have to speak after the rounds, and certainly Rory has the history in the past. Where have you been on that, Mark, in terms of you've been covering golf a long time, you know how it works, and certainly you're in the New York market. What would you say to people who want to understand this better? How much of a responsibility should they feel to address the media after a round?
Well, I mean, I'm obviously very biased because I am media, and you know, but I do believe that there's a significant value in these players, you know, speaking to their, you know, the people that are paying the money to go watch them play, you know, I feel that for all sports. And, you know, Rory, we actually spoke to Rory about it in his pre-tournament press conference because this came up last month at the Arnold Palmer with Colin Morikawa, who lost a 3-shot lead with 3 to play and just bolted from the place, refused to do any interviews, and he finished runner-up in the tournament. And then when we were down at the Players' Championship the following week after that, we spoke to Colin about it, and he doubled down on it, said, I don't owe anybody anything, which wasn't really the way to present that, I didn't think. And Rory spoke about that actually on Tuesday when we spoke to him, and he said, listen, you know, we actually officially are not required. Now, you guys, as you know, we all cover team sports, and you know, the NFL, the NBA, you know, the team sports professionally, they have, you know, it's in the contract for these players that they are contractually obligated to be available to the media in some manner. You know, obviously we well know some don't adhere to that, but Rory did make, you know, say the other day, he said, listen, we are not required. Now, if Jay Monahan wants to, the PGA Tour commissioner wants to, you know, make some sort of a provision, you know, and add that into the player contract, if you will, to PGA Tour, then he probably should. And quite frankly, I think he should with what's happening. Now, Rory, as you remember, guys, you know, bolted from the U.S. Open, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. And listen, I kind of understand it. I mean, listen, I mean, it was, you know, it was a devastating loss. He missed a short putt on the 72nd hole. I thought yesterday was a bit petulant to do that, in my opinion. I mean, it's a first round. I get it. You're disappointed. But, you know, golf, for all of us who play it, it pisses you off and is disappointing more often than it's exhilarating and a positive experience if you're really, you know, trying to shoot a score, if you will, right? So I thought that was kind of silly for Rory to leave, you know, without just, you know, it's a very easy thing to do. I think at the end of the day, I think the PGA Tour should implement something for these players where there is a, you know, is a requirement. The problem is if you guys are so rich, they're all multi-gazillionaires.
Right.
You know, what are you going to find them that's going to bother them? You know what I'm saying? That's the problem in most sports of athletes. You find a guy $20,000, that's like change you find in your couch. So there's not a lot of incentive for them to, you know, to adhere to the rule.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just wonder when a guy can't meet a moment, when he double bogeys in two of the last four holes and he's never won the Masters. Is it fair to wonder if just the reaction is about kind of mentally breaking down in a way, right? I mean, here's a guy that that, you know, maybe when they, if he ever wins a green jacket, they put it on the wrong way because it's like a straight jacket for it. You just tie him up in the thing, and it's got to be in his head.
Well, it's absolutely in his head. I mean, but the thing is, and respectfully, you know, and I wrote about this leading into the tournament. I would argue that there's no player in Masters history that have played this tournament has faced the level of pressure that Rory has faced coming in here. And it's 11 years since he's won a major at all. This is the 11th try at Augusta to try to complete the career Grand Slam, which only five guys have done. So I respect that pressure. And the thing is, like yesterday, you were talking about two holes. He had two double bogeys on 15 and 17. And quite frankly, 15 was killing everybody yesterday. I mean, obviously Rory probably doesn't know that at the moment. But I believe Patrick Cantlay hit a similar chip that rolled off the back end of the water twice. Matsuyama did it. I didn't think – it wasn't like Rory sculled that chip and it went flying into the water. You know, I mean, when he first hit it, you're figuring, okay, it's, you know, middle of the green. So, I mean, I don't look at that as a meltdown. You know what I mean? I look at what he did in 2011, you know, when he drilled his drive off of 10 with a large lead with nine holes to play – you know, into the houses and back in the left woods. That was meltdown. But I didn't really look at that. But obviously, that rattled his cage because, you know, then he went you know, two holes later in doubles, 17, and he had it going so well, guys. He was right where he wanted to be. He's four under par. He's right level with Scotty. And I think that's really what was devastating to him because, you know, his issue here has not necessarily been, other than 2011, when he did implode in the final round late, his issue has been really the starts. You know, he's put himself behind the eight ball here with, you know, with some mediocre numbers in the first and second rounds, and then he's on the chase. And you can't really be – it's difficult to be on the chase at Augusta because, you know, there's so much trouble lurking everywhere.
All right, Mark, a football question for you. So – the New York media is probably asking themselves the same question they were wondering about on the Steelers beat last year. Who will win more games as a starter this season, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
You know, in a weird way, I actually think I for what was available on the market, which was not much, obviously, as we know, in the free agent market in the offseason, I actually thought Fields was probably one of the better fits, if not the best fit, for the Jets. His running ability, the Jets have got a pretty good running game. They got two really good backs. And I think you add him to that. Listen, he was 4-1 with the Steelers, right? When he got benched, if I'm not mistaken, last year.
That's right.
And obviously, you know, Tomlin saw more upside, you know, to Russell. You know, I'm not sure whether that ended up proving itself out to be true. But I am intrigued to see how Fields does. I think Fields will be a better quarterback for the Jets than Russell will be for the Giants. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. I don't know. And the Giants situation is a little bit different because, you know, if they end up drafting Sanders, for example, Shedeur Sanders at number 3, you know, you got to figure he's going to be in the lineup sooner rather than later. So, you know, that's going to mean, you know, Russell Wilson is now more of a, you know, expensive backup or, you know, whatever. So, the long answer to your short question was I think Fields, because Fields is going to be the starter. And I don't see the Jets picking a quarterback that's going to end at number 7, that's going to end up, you know, just beating him out, if you will.
Any chance that they pass on Shedeur Sanders and then try to trade back up to get him?
I think there's a very good chance that they don't draft Shedeur at 3.
Yep.
I don't really think Shedeur is going to drop far back enough for the Giants to come back in. Okay. I think they got 34 overall, which is in the second round. I could absolutely see them taking, you know, Carter or Hunter at 3, because it looks like certainly one or both of them will be available for them. And then I could see them maybe coming back into the first round and maybe like get a Jackson Dart or something like that later in the first, or, you know, I could see that happening more so than coming up and getting Sanders as well.
Great stuff. Thanks, Mark. Always a joy, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, guys. Enjoy the azaleas.
Good stuff.
That's Mark Canizera from the New York Post.
Did you see that story about the Spanish amateur?
Yeah, I did.
Urinating in Ray's Creek?
I wasn't expecting that.
No, who was? What? How do you how do you explain that? He said he just had to go. When you got to go, you got to go. But there are facilities for that. Come on, man. What are you doing?
I guess he plays a lot of public courses.
What are you doing?
And there aren't a lot of
facilities. Isn't there? They will give you a penalty if you fill out your scorecard with the wrong. Everything is so exact and pristine about Augusta. How do you let this guy continue if he peed in the creek?
Well, especially when he doubles down, as Mark said, and said that he would do it again, right?
That's ridiculous.
And here, and to also to answer one of Mark's
points. I dare him to.
Points.
I double dare
him. You know how to get golfers to talk after their rounds or to not relieve themselves in Ray's Creek? Stroke penalty.
Oh,
so you get
strokes. Mark's right about how much money these guys have. I'm saying strokes.
That's an interesting.
Don't talk. If you don't want to talk, we're going to dock you a stroke.
Did you happen to see the videos of the airport that was near Augusta, Georgia? There were like 40 private jets parked.
Did not see that.
Every golfer apparently flies by private jet.
Jose Luis Ballester? Is that who it is? Is that the way I'm saying? That's a Spanish amateur who just had
to
go.
He's an American Spaniard, isn't he? Isn't he American?
Native of Spain.
But he's in the U.S. now and American citizen, I thought. Well, whatever. Let's blame the Spaniards. It's got to be a cultural
thing. I don't know his history. I just know he's 21 and has no manners.
And doesn't believe in the...
Sorry. You can't pee in the creek, kid. Not unless you're 4. If you got a toddler on a golf course, maybe, but no.
There is an argument to be made that the great outdoors are nothing but a bathroom.
That's my golf take today. There you go, Dustin.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.